So Acts chapter 2, from verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one had heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each one of us hears in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked each other, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out on my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm going to pray for Freeman as he comes up to share from God's word for us. Lord God, thank you for the privilege of being able to open your word, to be able to read from it, to hear from it, to hear it explained, to have it explained to us by Freeman and by your Holy Spirit as well. Lord, we just thank you for his preparation and for the wisdom and gifts that you've given him. In teaching your word. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be ready to hear what you have to say to us this evening, that we may be built up together as your people, in unity and purpose in you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Good evening. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I bring you greetings from Ghana. I've been away for a while, and it's good to see you all again. It pleases the Lord that we share his word tonight, and I'm glad the Lord has brought me here safely as well. And in that wise, I want to offer my prayer again. Can we bow down our heads as we pray? Eternal Father, we thank you that we are here together as you speak to us. I am but a man, a vessel. Speak through me. Give us understanding and help us to know what you want us to do. Gift-giving spirit, have your way in us. May your presence be filled and felt tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. For some time now, we've been touching on some of the Christian values in this church, and some of which, or the aim is for us to know where we are as believers and where we are going, or certain things to acquaint ourselves with. And one of the topics we treated was believers' church, priesthood of all believers, church meeting, and tonight I am speaking on associating together. I've chosen that verse, Acts 2, because that is the birth of the church, or where I may say the church really began. And amazingly, it began with people from different angles, different ethnic groups, or people of different walks of life. So it's not only women, nor men. It's not only the young ones or old ones. It's not only white or black. It's a mixture of people. And this sends a clear message to everybody who profess to know Jesus that the God we serve, he that has called us, has a purpose, has a plan. And in his vision, you can't miss it. If you dare miss it, it's because you just don't want to follow. So the picture there shows people from different places. And few things I want you to take note of in this chapter 2, verse 1 to 21. The people were all together. They were all together. And then all of them. And in verse 5, note that it is stated, nations under the heaven. Maybe another version though. This implies that people of all ways of life, towns and villages and ethnic groups were the people God decided to bring together. He could have separated us. Young people will be here, older people will be here, or male there, female there. But he did not do so. He brought us all together. It could be lawyers there, engineers there, doctors there. But then he decided to bring them together. It could be literates there, illiterates there. But the God of the universe, who created man in his image and likeness, decided to what? Bring all together for a common purpose. This leads me to say that togetherness brings or pleases the Lord. It pleases God to see people always together. Some of us have this sort of a myopic mind, so we do isolate ourselves, which is wrong. So we think that, oh, just being in my house is enough, in my corner is enough, or after church, then I'm gone. I just want to be on my own. We are actually not following the idea of God. Because it was only when these folk came together and they were waiting upon the Lord that the Spirit of God descended upon them. It sends a clear signal that whenever we want to feel God's presence, we need to follow what he intends to do or what he wants us to do. When we meet and we are together, when we associate with one another, we try to ask God to come into our midst. The Bible says, whatever two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. So the Lord Jesus will be in our midst when we are two or more. It doesn't mean when you are alone, you pray, God doesn't hear though. God hears. But it says, whatever two or more. So togetherness, associating together, fellowshipping together, brings joy to the heavenly host. It brings the presence of God greatly into our midst. It causes signs and wonders to flow. This is why it is important to associate together. And so believers who just feel satisfied that, oh, there's no need to go to church. I've severally met people who say they are Christians and they don't feel the urge to join the Christian community. Some claim one reason or the other, the church is not clear on certain things, the church is doing that, and they try to bring their voice, it didn't work, so they prefer staying on their own at home. I think on this note, it's wrong, because they are not following the mind of God. They are following their own course, because God wants us to associate together. So when I am in my house, and you are in your house, we are not associating. We are not socializing together. We are doing our own thing. The fact that there are churches on the telly, you are actually fellowshiping in a different way, but God wants us to be present, seeing one another in the physical. This is what brings the joy of God into our midst. This is what brings the greatness of God in our midst. This is what brings God's hand upon each and every individual he has called. And for this reason, it is better that we know the best way to worship. So let's look at the next slide, which talks about God's intention. And God's intention is that we must all be one. Some people are tall and some of us are short. Some people are women and some are men. But God is saying or intended that everyone he has called, we should all be one. So when people see us, they should see that Christ-likeness in A, and they should see the same in B. Because we are made in his image, and Christ who bought us with the blood is in us. Therefore, the same appearance must be in me, and the same appearance must be in the other believer as well. So God's intention is that we should all gather and we should be in one. Oneness is all God expects. So putting many things, just like you put many feet together, as you grind them, it becomes one. You can't separate one from another. This is God's intention for the world and for the Christian community. So I will go for the Bible, the Greek word, which gives us understanding what a church is. Ecclesia. Ecclesia means church, an assembly, whereby we see called out ones coming together. So they come together to do what? To associate together. They come together, we see these two keywords, associating, and then together in ecclesia. That is the church. It is not just the building, or it's not the building, but it's the individual coming together for which God is looking at. That we coming together to be the church. Our assembly forms the church. And this word ecclesia is used mainly about four times to bring clarity and understanding in the scripture. But I'm talking up tonight about only one. That's the local church. And I said it is the body called out once, organized for religious purpose, and commonly meeting in a place. When you look at John 15:19, let me read that. John chapter 15, the verse 19. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. When we talk about the church, we mean people that the Lord has chosen out of the world. It is true that God created the world, created all human beings, but not everybody is a child of God. John 1:12 says, as many as receive him, to him give the power or the authority to become the child of God. Therefore, in spite of many people that are on earth, not each and everyone is a child of God. They are God's creation though, but they are not God's child. They don't have that legality, that legal right to say that God is my father. You and I sitting here tonight can say God is our father because we've been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is our legal right to claim to every inheritance that God has. So every believer now becomes an assembly of God. This is why God expects us to associate together, to stay together for a reason, for a common goal. We have one faith. We have one hope. We've been baptized. The baptism we receive is one form of baptism, not two. So as we sit here, we are in South Paris Baptist Church. Another person will be in another church somewhere, but also bought by the blood of Jesus, and profess the same faith and believe in Christ. But when we see those people and unite together, socialize together, fellowship together, that is the same as we call the body of Christ. So we shouldn't think that because we are just in South Parade Baptist Church, we should be satisfied that is enough, and in, so that we don't need to fellowship or associate ourselves with people of the same faith in another church. If we do so, we are not actually promoting God's agenda. What God expects from us is that as people bought by the blood of Jesus in church A, whenever we see people in church B, also bought by the same blood of Jesus, having the same faith, believing in the same God through Christ, we are brothers and sisters. We've been bonded together with the same blood. And because blood is thicker than water, those who are outside these two groups do not form part of us. They belong to the outside world. This is what the Bible is saying, that they may not like us, but we within should like one another and see one another as brothers and sisters. And because we have the Spirit of God in us, and we have been sealed with the Spirit of God, Spirit is also thicker than blood. Therefore, when we move further top to the ladder, we must see ourselves more and more as people who knew the Lord through Christ, and the Spirit of God is in us, trying to work in us to transform us to be like Jesus Christ. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1 that be imitators of me even as I am of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we all with unveiled face, as beholding the glory of the Lord in a mirror, we are being transformed to that image of Christ. Romans 8:29 says that those who God foreknew, he also predestined them that they should be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, so that Christ will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Beloved, as we are gathered here tonight, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you confess him as Lord, and you be cleansed with his blood, it means Jesus sees you as his brother. You are no longer a brother of someone who does not believe. Therefore, anybody sitting in this room who has that faith, and another sitting here has that faith, we are together, we are one. We may see different people, but we are one. So also should we see people in another church in the same town or another part of the world, let's say America or anywhere, as one of us. This is the associating that we're talking about. Associating together that we mean. And so the biblical usage of this ecclesia is the whole body of Christians, the community of the redeemed in Christ, according to Matthew 16:18. So Jesus is the key here. Whatever joins us together is Christ. It is through his blood. That it is because of him that we have the legality or the right to get back to Christ. Otherwise, since sin has long separated us from God, for which we cannot hear from God, neither can we receive anything from God. So, with Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. In Christ, there's neither black or white. So, together, we've been bonded together. Therefore, we must associate together. And this ecclesia is also used for a gathering or assembly of citizens, the call out ones who convene for the purpose of deliberating. As we convene now, we are deliberating on the word of God. Therefore, the purpose of you leaving your house tonight, instead of probably watching the telly or sitting down with family and chatting or just doing whatever you want on your own, because you understand that a precious blood has been used to bring you back from the slavery market to God, this is why you desire to come to his house to hear his word speak to you. Any other person having the same mindset comes also here so that we all can associate together. Just as we do here, there might be other churches doing it somewhere. In same way, we are not seeing one another, but in some forms, we are what? Associating or socializing together in the spirit. And also, it could be used as an assembly of Christians gathered for worship and fellowship with the sanctified brethren. Normally, people come to church. Some people visit as they are not born again or they have not given their life to Christ. But when they come into our midst, they actually feel and see the difference. The way we sing, the way we do things, the way we chat, they notice the difference. As it was on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God fell, and the surrounding people don't know what was happening. They went ahead saying all kinds of things. They thought the people were drunk. So it is that because we have been bought by the blood of Jesus, we are socializing together. Any person who does not understand this, entering this place, should surely see a sign that we are of difference. So also when we go out and meet other believers, even though you might not have seen the person before, but once you begin to talk the heavenly language and begin to communicate and talk about Jesus, you see that you are drawing closer to the person, and the person is also drawing closer to you. Because the Spirit of God becomes that magnet that is connecting both of you together. Therefore, you are associating together. This is what we Christians should hold as a value and move with it. Because that is God's intention for his church. And there is this Mancroft. He said something about, can I have the next slide, please? Yes, he said, a church is a body of persons called out of the world and separated from sin by the power of God to faith in a crucified and risen Christ, having had wrath in them by the Spirit through the word, the nature of the risen Christ being indwelt by the Spirit, made members one of another and linked by the Spirit to the risen man in the heavens. So there are verses there to substantiate that. What this means is that when we say a church or the body of Christ, this means that we who have been called, the death that we had earlier has been removed through the blood of Jesus. If the blood of Jesus does not cleanse anybody from his conscience, from the sins, the person can never ever change. But we who call ourselves believers, followers of Christ, or Christians, we have already gone through such an experience in which the blood of Jesus has cleansed us, purified us, and purged us, and for which we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, creating a new man, for which when we see one another, we don't look same, we look different. That's what that means. If we then look different, you will see that we need to associate and socialize with people who are of the same or who are running in the same track. This is why it is wrong for us as believers to copy what the world is doing. The world should not determine or dictate the pace of our life. Once we've been called out of that area, we should be the light and the salt of this earth. We should be the preservative agent. We should teach the world the way of the Lord. So whenever a believer, a Christian, falls into a situation where he or she is following the order of the day of the world, there is a problem. So, believers, tonight, we need to understand that we've been called to associate together. We've been called to socialize together. And if that be the case, it means you should have the desire, the zeal, the urge to correct me whenever I go wrong. I should have the same. Because Proverbs 27:17 makes a clear point of it. We must be one another's keeper. This is why we must socialize together. This is why we must associate together so as to bring one another's faith up, help one another to grow in faith. Now, what is the purpose of associating? To uphold moral standard, so we are illuminative and preservative, which I've already mentioned. A church or the body of Christ, we associate together because we serve as a base for evangelism. This is where we come together to learn about Christ so as to share our faith with the outside world. If we stay in our home, A is at home, B is at home, and we claim we are Christian, how can we rekindle one another? How can we build one another's faith so as to share with somebody who is not yet with the Lord? So we serve as a base. Another we do is as a center for prayer, still worship, spiritual worship of God. We just pray. We just have some prayer points and we pray. You can pray at home, but then when we come together, it makes things in common. We share things in common. Our voices are more heard, like we saw on the day of Pentecost. So when we come as body of Christ and we pray on one topic, I think it gets to heaven and heaven reacts quick and quicker than just one-on-one prayer. Another is, as body of Christ, or we socialize together because it provides Christian fellowship and mutual edification for all. You see, if we don't associate together, it can put people in danger because they have nowhere to go, no church, no nothing. Then they are compelled to go to places where they will never be edified. But when we associate together as believers, then people will know where to go, where to share their concern. If they are not in the church here, they go to another Bible-believing church. On which note, it is also good that we of a church here will associate together with other churches and learn of them. Because if you are a child and you are only in one house, you only know your house and know your environment. If you never go out, then the outside becomes a threat to you. The day you go out, you will be afraid. So it means as believers, we must not only be in our church. We must not only be satisfied with what we have in our church. We must coordinate with other Bible-believing churches so as to know what the Lord is saying to the whole church, because we are one body, members of the same body. Also, associated together means or gives us the standard for which we have the Holy Spirit depository for operation for God's spiritual gifts. Whenever we come together, the Lord ministers to us in a different form. We all sitting here, each and every one has different gifts. They say by the same Spirit. But it is only when we come together that you share yours and then I share mine. The Lord uses you to edify me. The Lord uses another person also to edify you. But when we are just seated and we don't associate together, We miss a lot. It's like you bringing a meal, and then another also bringing another meal, another bringing another meal. You see that we have variety of meal to taste. So when we come as a body of Christ, the Spirit of God gives and shares to each and every individual different and diversity of gifts for which we operate in. That's why there's a need to associate together. And we also serve as an instrument of reconciliation and justice for God's people. Many times the voice of Christians are not heard. So in the outside world, a Christian may face a situation or a legal situation. If we don't associate together, we may not be able to encourage such a person. And it will not be long such a person can backslide or fall off. But when we have a place where we associate together, and the person knows where to go and comes at the right time, there is counseling. Or if there is disunity, there is a chance with which we can reconnect to one another. Because God himself has reconciled we sinners to himself through Christ, for which he has given us also the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, we have the gift, the capacity, and then the power of God behind us to reconcile those who are falling apart. So our coming together, associating together, helps us to build a united front and a united army for Christ. And we also serve as a center for instructing in divine faith. In these our days, there are a lot of false teachings, false doctrines. And because I think the world will soon end, Satan is seriously using every form of strategy to get people, more people to hell. In Matthew 24, when Jesus was speaking of his second coming, the disciple asked him for a sign. The first thing Jesus mentioned was that you should watch so that no one deceive you. And you and I will agree that today, deception is on the increase everywhere. So Satan is using different methods to get people out of the way so that people will derail. And if we don't come together, we don't associate together to give instruction to one another in the house of God, people wouldn't know what to do. They will meet false teachers, which Satan have already sent out. They will meet false prophets, which we hear day in, day out. We hear people say that someone said he is a Jesus in the U.S. some time ago. And they had people following him. So the world is in danger as of now. But it was many years ago when John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." More than 2,000 years ago, and if after that we have 2,000 years plus, then it means it is closer than we think. And Satan knows that. He knows that his days of trouble are numbered, for which he will be condemned. Therefore, he must use every strategy to get more people to hell. But thanks be to God that we have the body of Christ. Hence, there is a need to associate together so as we can instruct people of what the scripture is saying. We can teach one another what the scripture is saying. We can use the scripture to correct, to rebuke, and to teach, and to encourage people, so that they will not fall into the condemnation of the evil one. And if you look on human body, you see that human body can function very well when they are together. Assuming my ear is chopped off, you will see that my performance will be limited. Assuming my arm is amputated, I will be acting, but you can see clearly that there is something wrong, whether I'm walking or running. But when all are together, positioned together, they function perfectly to the glory of God. Even in the hospitals, when they are doing tests and operation and they take some part off and they are working on, the person cannot function well. Therefore, so also it is with the church of God. If we don't associate together, the church of God can never function well. If we decide to isolate one another, we decide to say, okay, we are suffering, we are okay, we will not socialize or associate with other churches, you will see that this church will be there, either our growing will be stagnant or will be like a malnutrited child. But when we associate with other churches, or when believers together, we associate together, we will see a better growth. So also, if you think of bonfire, I don't know how you call it, but I think that's the name. Bonfire, putting different firewood together. Yes, the fire lights and goes up. But when you separate the firewoods, there's no light. One wood may be burning, but very low, dim. But when they are put together, you see the flame. The believers in Acts chapter 2, they came together and then the flame came. So if you and I decide to come together, to associate together, to fellowship together and praise our Creator, the fire of God, the consuming fire of the living God, will light the world. The world is not safe. Only 1/3 of the world are Christians. The power, the driving force for which we need to bring people to Christ is not heavy. This is why the world is not safe. Because in Acts 1:8, it said, after we receive the Holy Spirit, we shall be witnesses to him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. It is the Spirit of God who is in us that is able to help us to be able to witness to fellow human beings. Therefore, we need to associate together, bond together within our local church and the other churches so that the world can be saved. Otherwise, we are making a mess of Christ's blood. He shed the blood for all. None of us ought to sit on the fence. Associating together will help us do the will of God. Associating together will help us sort out problems easily. One head can do something, but more can do all. I have five fingers. If the four say they are gone, I can't use one to do anything more. But when they are together, they will be able to hold things. Therefore, we are brought together, saved from different cultures, different ethnic groups, different backgrounds, so that we can associate together to bring God's idea, vision together. Because in heaven, God is expecting people from all languages, all tribes, all nations. The world is still in a mess. United Nations cannot solve it, but Christians can. Crisis upon crisis, problem upon problems. But I believe when we Christians unite together, when believers unite together, God, the creator of the universe, he owns the world. He says, if my people who are called by my name shall repent and cry to me, I will heal their land. If we want our world to be healed, nowhere, no better place to turn to, but to God, but in unity, associating together, we will be able to solve the problem. God bless you in Jesus' name.